for more punch till lunch. It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original, the flakes more people eat for more punch till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventure in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
It is early morning, and in the lodge at Lost Forest, Mark Trail receives a mysterious phone call.
Will Higgins down in the Gulf. You gotta come, Mark, right away. There's some kind of a monster in these waters. A prehistoric monster. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's sinking boats and killing fishermen. Mark, we need your help. We need it bad. Come down here quick, before it's too late.
Now, late that same evening, Mark and young Scotty, having arrived at a tiny village on the Gulf Coast, wait impatiently on a dark, deserted pier.
Golly, Mark, you sure Mr. Higgins said for us to meet him on the pier?
I'm positive, Scotty. He said he'd run his boat in from the little island he owns to pick us up here. Can't understand what's keeping him.
Maybe those prehistoric monsters he told you about.
I wonder what he meant by that.
Oh, he must have been kidding, Mark.
No, no. Will Higgins wouldn't bring us all the way down here for a gag, Scotty. Hey, look. Somebody's coming.
Well, at last. Is it Mr. Higgins?
No. No, but maybe... good evening. Did Will Higgins send you for us?
Will Higgins? Oh, you waiting for him?
Yes. Will said he'd pick us up here at 11:30. But it's after 1 now.
Listen,
and...
stranger. Will nor nobody else will be picking you up.
Why not? It's a calm night.
Most folks want to stay alive, that's why.
What?
What's that?
There's a train for the north out of Pineville at 6 o'clock in the morning. For a price, I'll drive you over to Pineville.
No, thank you. We're not taking any train. Come on, Scotty. We'll find a phone in the village and call Will.
Can't phone Will except between 3 and 6 in the afternoon. That's when the marine line is open to his island.
Golly, what'll we do, Mark?
Listen, mister. There's 2 motorboats tied up here. You know who owns them?
I do. Why?
I'd like to rent one of them.
To go out to Higgins Island? Nope. There ain't enough money in the whole world to get me out on the Gulf tonight.
What are you afraid of, prehistoric monster?
Scotty.
What's that you said, young fellow?
Never mind. Now, will you or won't you run us one of your boats? We'll take it out to Higgins Island ourselves.
Yourselves, eh? Pretty brave, ain't you?
No. Just not afraid.
I see. Okay. I'll let you have a boat, but you'll have to leave a deposit on here. Exactly what the boat costs.
What's the idea? Do you think we'll run off with that old scow?
No, youngster. That ain't what's bothering me at all. I'm thinking I ain't going to see that there boat again. Because you ain't never coming back alive.
We'll continue in just a moment, so please stand by. Say, Mark Trail sure can take it. And how about you? Suppose your crowd hits the trail on a bicycle trip. You're off like a comet. The miles whiz by. But wait, here comes a long, steep hill. Are you the first to the top? Is that you streaking down the other side? Is that you still fresh and raring to go? Is it?
It can be you. If you've given yourself the added power of a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Sure, that's a way to give yourself more punch till lunch. That's the job a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes can do for you. Helps keep you in top-notch condition for games, work, or play. And with a better Kellogg's Corn Flakes breakfast like that, you're building up a reserve of quick-acting energy, ready for fast action, winning action.
And talk about winning. Kellogg's Corn Flakes have the winningest flavor you've ever tasted. The sweet,
live, different flavor that's made Kellogg's Corn Flakes the world's most popular ready-to-eat cereal.
So remember, build your better breakfast around Kellogg's Corn Flakes every day. Eat the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And say, how would you like a handsome link chain identification bracelet specially engraved with your own name? Hear how to get it in just a few minutes. So don't miss a single word.
It is a black, starless night, and in a small motorboat plowing through the cold, rolling swell of the Gulf, Mark Trail and Scotty steer for Higgins Island, where they hope to learn the answer to a mysterious phone call warning them of prehistoric monsters.
Well, it seems quiet enough out here in the Gulf, Mark. What do you suppose that fellow back in the pier was afraid of?
I don't know, Scotty. But Will Higgins should have the answer.
Well, I hope so. Mark, you don't suppose there could be any prehistoric monsters around here, do you?
Of course not, Scotty. You know better than that.
Well, yes. But that fellow back in the dock looked awfully strange when I mentioned him.
Yes, I noticed that. Say, wait a minute. What's that?
What?
Off the port. Heading this way. See? Those two orange lights close together.
Uh-huh. Must be a boat. Queer kind of lights, though. So bright.
I can't see any boat, just the lights. I can't hear her, either.
Hey, she's coming down on us awful fast, Mark.
Yes, I'm heading straight for us. More than blazes. Open her up and get away, Scotty. Give her all she's got.
Yes. Mark, that boat turned to keep bearing down on us. What's she trying to do, run us down?
It isn't a boat, Scotty.
Not a boat? Well, what is it, then?
I don't know. Hard over to starboard, Scotty.
It turned with us again, coming right at us. Mark, look. There's some kind of funny long body behind those lights. It keeps twisting. That's no boat.
I know. Let me have the wheel. Hang on. I'm going to try to get away from that thing.
It keeps following us. And it's getting closer. Mark, those orange lights. They're eyes.
Nonsense. Hang on.
But they are. And look, now you can see a head and a long, twisty neck. Mark, it's some kind of a sea monster.
There are no such things.
Well, here it comes. Look, its mouth is open. Mark!
Quick, Scotty. Over the side.
Over the side? With that thing out there?
We'll be killing the crash if we don't. Dive as far as you can and stick close to me. Ready?
Yes, but...
Here it comes. Dive, Scotty. Dive! Okay, Scotty. Shallow enough to walk in from here. We made it thanks to the tide.
Oh, brother. Does this little hunk of island and that nice hotel look good?
Right.
Oh. All the time we were swimming, I kept expecting that sea monster to show up again.
I told you. There are no such things as sea monsters.
No? Well, what was that thing, then? An overgrown sardine?
I don't know yet, but we're going to find out. First, we've got to find Will Higgins. Oh, watch those sharp stones down the beach.
Yeah, right. See anybody around?
No. Place looks deserted.
Not only deserted, it looks spooky.
All right. Will? Will Higgins?
Hey, Mr. Higgins! Nobody answers, Mark.
Funny. Come on. The hotel entrance is on the other side of the veranda. Scotty, look.
What?
Over there on that sandbar. See, there's a cabin cruiser. Half over on its side.
Golly, look at that big hole in her bow.
Scotty, there's someone lying on the deck. A man. Boy, I think it's... Yes, it's Will Higgins.
Is he dead, Mark?
No, he's moving his arm. He's trying to get up.
Hey, the boat's tipping over.
It's shifting with the tide. It'll carry Will under. Come on, we've got to get him. Better now?
Practically good as new, Mark. Except for a headache.
Well, what happened, Mr. Higgins?
Well, I was starting out on the cruiser, Scotty. Off you and Mark in town. When that blasted monster, the sea serpent, suddenly sticks its ugly head out of the water and spots me.
Oh?
The monster?
Then it comes for me. Fast as express train. And I grabbed up my rifle and shot at it. I know I hit it 3-4 times, but it never stopped. And it smashed into the boat.
That's all I remembered you just now.
Golly, now do you believe it was a sea serpent, Mark?
No, Scotty.
Well, I saw it clear, and so did lots of other folks. That's why my hotel is empty and I'm almost bankrupt. That blasted critter scared all my guests away.
I've only got a theory so far, but I'll tell you this much. I'm practically sure it wasn't anything alive.
What?
Not alive?
That's right. That hole in your boat could only have been made by smashing into a rock, Will.
No rocks around here.
Or by a projectile of some sort. There's no living thing in these waters that could have done it. Now, I've got an idea. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
There's somebody outside.
Well, it couldn't be, Mark. We three are the only ones on the island.
Just the same, I heard somebody or something. There, you hear that? On the veranda, come on.
That's funny. Nobody dare come in with the boat since that monster...
Quiet, quiet. I'll open the door.
What the...
Why, it's the man who rented us the boat.
Sunflower!
Will! Is it really you, Will?
Of course it is. Who'd you expect?
And Mr. Trail. The boy, too.
You seem surprised to see us.
I sure am.
How'd you get on the island, Sunflower? I didn't hear any boat.
Well, I come in the back end, Will. Anchored in the channel and rowed in.
Oh. Well, why are you sneaking around?
Last night, you told me and Scotty you wouldn't go out in the Gulf for all the money in the world.
That's right.
I was awful worried about you and the boy, Mr. Trail. But since you're okay, I'll get along now. I want to get to the mainland before dark. Don't want to meet up with that serpent creature if I can help it.
Wait, Sunflower.
Let him go, Will. Good night, Sunflower, and thanks.
So long, Sunflower.
Night, all.
Why'd you stop me, Mark? I wanted to ask him why he comes sneaking up on the brandy like he did.
I think I know why, Will. I've got a hunch that Sunflower is tied up with a so-called monster. Or with somebody behind it, I mean.
What?
Tied up with a monster? Why, Mark, you've gone out of your mind.
No. Maybe I can prove my hunch right now. Your cruise is sunk. But you've got some fishing dories with outboard motors, haven't you, Will?
Why, sure.
Well, come on, then. We're going to take one and go after Sunflower. Look, Will,
yeah.
Scotty, Sunflower said he was going back to the mainland, but he's heading out on the Gulf, out to sea.
Say, that's right, Mark. Now, where do you suppose he's going?
Well, maybe to report that we three weren't drowned last night. Throttle down, Will. We're getting too close.
Hey, don't you worry. We pitch dark in a couple of minutes. He won't see us.
Mark, exactly what did you mean when you said Sunflower was tied up with the sea monster?
I think Sunflower, or someone he's working with, is using the thing to scare everyone away from all this part of the Gulf.
That's crazy. Why, even if it was possible, which it ain't, why'd anybody want to do that?
That's what we're going to find out tonight, I hope. Maybe. Hey, wait. Look there.
What, Mark?
Those two orange lights cutting through the water up ahead there. Off the port.
What's the sea monster?
It is, by gum. And it's going for Sunflower.
He'll be killed.
No, no, he won't. Look. Your monster stopped.
Why, dead. And look, it's going back out to sea.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Sunflower's following. Say, wait, there's something else. Hand me those binoculars, Scotty.
Here you are. What is it?
In just a minute. Oh, there's a big launch. Or a tug out there. And two tankers. They're not moving. The monster and Sunflower are heading for them.
Yes, I can't get over how that sharpened...
Hey, wait, Will. There's some kind of a derrick or a rigging out there, too.
A rigging?
Yes, it looks like... Great Scott, I think I've got the answer.
Eh?
What answer?
The answer to our prehistoric sea monster, Scotty. And the tip-off on the worst conservation crime of the century. Will, head back to the island, quick.
Head back?
Yes, we're going to leave Scotty there. Just in case you and I never come back from where we're going.
Take over on the oars, Mark?
No, thanks, Will. We're almost there.
You think Scotty will be okay?
Yes, if he stays put the way I told him.
Hey, there's the tankers. They're getting close. Better watch it.
Don't worry, Will, I am.
What's that noise?
Sounds like a power pump.
Power pump? What's it pumping?
Water from the drills, probably.
What drills?
Oil drills.
What?
Not so loud. I think we've come close enough.
Oh, now, open, you guys. I go land there. Still there with a grandfather.
Listen, Will.
What's going on, Mark? What's that you said about oil drills?
Will, those men are oil pirates. The worst kind of thieves. They're robbing the security of our country.
What are you talking about?
Don't you see what they're doing? They're drilling oil from our tide lands, the great oil reserves under the sea.
Oh.
Those are the reserves we're counting on for the future. And those men are stealing it.
Why, you dirty, low-down skunks.
Mark,
we've got to stop them.
We will. We're going back to the mainland and call the Coast Guard.
Our dirty sea snakes. But, Mark, what about the monster? You said you figured it was tied up in this rotten deal somehow.
It is. The thieves are obviously using it to scare everyone away from this area, so they won't be discovered.
Now, wait a minute. How can they control a sea serpent?
Well, it must be a powerful mechanical device, probably controlled electronically. Hey, sounds like something happened over there.
You men, get the lights down there.
Mark, they're shooting searchlights all over.
Oh, we've got to get out of here.
Hey, they're turning in every which way. Hey, Mark, one's pointing at us.
Quick, start the motor, Will.
Okay. Drag it.
Hurry, Will, hurry.
It's mine. Look in that outboard out there. It's Will Higgins and Mark
Brady.
They saw us, Will.
And the darn thing won't start.
Here, let me try it.
Good, you two. We'll blow you and your boat to pieces.
You're pointing guns at us, Mark.
So I see, Will.
Just row up here nice and slow and come aboard, gents.
What did we do, Mark?
I guess we do as the man says, Will. We've no other choice.
All right, get in there, Trail. You too, Higgins. Shut the door, Sunflower.
Okay, Mr. Myers.
Well, nice of you fellas to come on out here. When Sunflower told me you got away from the Serpent, I was kind of worried.
I suppose Sunflower reported to you that Scotty and I were going to Higgins Island last night.
That's right, Trail.
Got a little shortwave radio in my boat.
Sunflower, you're a seeking rhino.
That's enough, Higgins. Stow it.
And then you sent your phony sea serpent after us, eh, Myers?
Right again, Trail. Sunflower told us that Higgins was planning to go in to meet you, so first I sent the Serpent to take care of him, and then...
Sunflower, you dirty skunk. Posing as an honest citizen. All the time you're helping to rob your own country.
Fooled you, didn't I, Will?
Yeah, you fooled me all right. You. If you didn't have those guns pointed
at you... But we have got them. So stand still, Higgins. You too, Trail. Don't move.
Well, what's the next move, Myers? What are you going to do with us?
I'll tell you, Trail. One of my men went to the island to see about your young friend, Scotty.
Scotty? What about...
When we get him, all three of you will be accounted for. Then we'll take the ropes off you and Higgins and drop you overboard. If you're ever found, there'll be no clues to me.
No, siree. Folks will think the Serpent got you.
Well, you wouldn't dare. It'd be murder.
I'm playing for high stakes, Higgins. Millions of dollars. More millions than you can count.
But, Scotty, what are you going to do to Scotty?
I am going to...
Hey, the radio, Mr. Myers.
Well, maybe that's about the kid now. Keep your gun on those two, Sunflower. Hello. Myers here.
This is Rush, Skipper. I got the kid.
Good. You know what to do now, don't you?
Sure.
Okay, get started. That's all.
Wait. You'll hold off on my signal?
Sure. Don't worry, Rush. Get started.
Myers, what are you going to do to Scotty?
You just about have time to see for yourself, Trail. See this screen here?
Yes. Looks like a radar screen.
That's exactly what it is. I use radar to help me locate the oil in the tide lands. I also use it to spot any boats coming too close. One Sunflower might miss. So line them up for the Serpent.
Yeah, line them up for the Serpent. Do you mean...
Starting to get the idea, huh? Look, watch your screen now.
What? There's something starting to come out on it. Some dots and a little line.
That's Rush's boat with your friend Scotty in it.
Scotty?
Yeah. Any time now I'll hear from Rush that he's leaving the kid in the dinghy. And when that happens...
No, Myers. No.
Hold still, Trail. Sunflower's pretty good with a .45. Well, that's probably Rush now. Hello, Rush. You ready?
Yeah. Everything's all set, Skipper. I'm leaving in the dinghy now.
Okay, get going.
Myers, you're not going to release that information.
You catch on fast, Trail. That's just what I'm going to do. The Serpent's trained now on the boat with Scotty in it. Soon as I spin this here dial and pull this lever, the serpent heads for that boat just like a torpedo.
And then bluey, that's all. Hey, Mr. Myers.
Wait, Myers, listen to me, please.
You can't do it.
I am doing it right now. There goes the serpent.
No, no, stop it. Stop it.
Move, either of you.
See the line it makes on the screen? In a minute now, it'll hit the kid's boat. He'll be finished. And then, it'll be your turn, Trail.
Frozen before the two guns pointed at them, Mark and Will Higgins watch the radar screen. See the lines of the deadly sea serpent swiftly approach the small boat in which Scotty lies helpless.
We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening. Don't miss it.
I never heard another offer like it.
You can't beat it. For four times the price, the offer Kellogg's Corn Flakes is making right here. Imagine, friends, you get a handsome identification bracelet with your own name engraved on it. A strong, gleaming link chain bracelet with a nameplate that curves to fit your wrist. It's fully nickel-plated and treated to prevent tarnishing. An identification bracelet like the one Dad used to wear in the armed services.
The same kind, right down to the safety clasp. And it fits anybody's wrist. Looks swell with everyday clothes as Sunday does. A truly handsome identification bracelet anybody be proud to wear.
Oh, just wait till your crowd sees yours. Maybe you'll all decide to have your club name engraved on the nameplate. Anything up to 14 letters is okay.
And wait till you hear this. You get your handsome identification bracelet for only 25 cents and two box tops from Kellogg's Corn Flakes. The original Corn Flakes with a sweet, live flavor. The cornflakes that give you more punch till lunch.
That's right, only 25 cents and two box tops from Kellogg's Corn Flakes get you your identification bracelet. Now, be sure to jot down this address. Send to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan. Be sure to print clearly the name you want engraved on your bracelet and include your own name and address.
Did you get that? For each identification bracelet, send 25 cents and two box tops from Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Print clearly the name you want engraved on the nameplate and your own name and address. And send to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan. Start your bracelet on its way to you today. Trapped in a small boat out on the Gulf, Scotty faces deadly danger as the huge, mysterious sea serpent knifes toward him through the water like a deadly torpedo. And in the radar room on the oil pirate's tug, Mark and Will Higgins, held at gunpoint by Myers and Sunflower, watch the radar screen, unable to help the boy.
Myers, he's only a boy. Don't do it. Stop that thing.
Boy or not, he knows too much. Well, he'll be finished in a minute. Now it's your turn, Trail, and Higgins. Go on, follow Sunflower out on deck. Open the door, Sunflower.
Okay, Mr. Myers. This way,
kid.
Can't you... Stand by the move. Come on, Will. We're licked, I'm afraid.
Well, getting smart, huh, Trail?
What's the use? Will, when I say go, slam the door behind Sunflower.
Okay.
Go on, move.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Go, Will!
Okay, man.
Hey, what's the idea? What you doing?
Get
him, back!
No, you don't, Trail.
What me, Mark? You should use your first.
Oh!
Yes, nice work, Mark.
Get it done.
How far do you think you'll get, Trail? My men are all over the boat.
They're not in here, Myers. Cover them, Will. Gotta stop that monster before we can cut his boat.
Mr. Myers!
Hurry, Mark! Sunflower's trying to break down the door.
Reach it with that chair. Well, let's see how this control works.
Mr. Myers, what's happened?
Get the boys down here. Step on the Sunflower.
Okay, Mr. Myers.
Did you hurry up, Mark?
Doing my best, Will.
You can't stop that monster now, Trail. Look at that radar screen. Right on top of the kid's boat.
Oh, no, it isn't. Look, it's peeling off.
And the boat's still there. You did it, Mark. You saved Scotty.
Ain't doing any good, Trail. In 2 minutes, my men will break down that door. You haven't got a chance.
No? Let's see how much nerve you've got, Myers.
Hey, what are you doing?
I've set the dial to home. You're a phony sea serpent. It's heading back here at full speed.
What?
Watch it on the radar screen, Myers. See it rushing back?
Push the dial as slow. Hurry, Trail.
Oh, no, Myers. I'm not touching the dial anymore. In a few moments, your steel monster will hit this tug at top speed and smash it like an eggshell.
Mr. Myers! Mr. Myers!
Stop it, Trail. Stop it.
Not in a million years.
You fool. Let go of the tankers. We'll all be killed.
Hey, where you are, Meyer?
That's right, Marnus. We'll all be killed. Unless you play ball fast.
What do you mean? Wait, Sunflower.
I want you to surrender yourself and your men. Is it a deal?
No. Sunflower.
Look at the screen. The monster's almost here. If it's this target of tank,
no. No, stop it, Trail. I'm greater than you think, but stop it. Stop it.
Well, Martin, that thing came rushing down on me with those big orange eyes. I thought sure I was finished. It only missed my boat by inches.
I got to the controls just in time.
What in blazes was that thing, anyhow?
A form of radio-controlled boat, Will, with a heavy steel prow and a powerful engine. The eyes in the head were just window dressing, of course, to make it look weird and frightening.
Well, it worked on me, I'll tell you that. But what about Sunflower and that guy Meyer?
Yes, they're holding hands in the brig of a Coast Guard patrol boat right now, along with the rest of their crew.
Yes, and from now on, they can drill for oil inside the walls of the federal penitentiary.
Our train leaves in half an hour.
Sorry, Scotty. That's one train we won't make. We're not going back to Lost Forest right away.
Well, how come?
I just got a wire from the Conservation Bureau. They want me to go up to Montana to explore and chart a big glacier.
A glacier?
Uh-huh.
Well, that sounds real exciting.
Haven't you had enough excitement, Scotty? Boy, it'll be a pleasure to do an easy job for a change.
But on Wednesday, when Mark and Scotty arrive in the glacier country of northern Montana, they discover danger and death hovering over the massive ice field as they try to solve the puzzling mystery of the 40-year freeze. Tune in same time, same station on Wednesday and find out what happens to Mark Trail. Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
Andy's sure a swell pal to Mark Trail, isn't he? Just the way you want your dog to be, healthy and happy all the time. Well then, why don't you feed your dog Kellogg's Grow Pup? Grow Pup is the only dry dog food to be okayed as a complete food by the American Veterinary Medical and Animal Hospital Association. Fact is, when you serve your dog Grow Pup, you nourish him with every food element dogs are known to need. Your money buys solid nourishment, not two-thirds moisture like leading canned dog foods. So feed your dog Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal regularly.
Remember to tune in then on Wednesday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch.
Entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail, and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Ben Peter Freeman, directed by Drek Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.